I did read the statement you released in which you remember Pope Benedict XVI's visit to Great Britain in 2010. What is your most salient memory of that visit, and what did he leave behind?
Well, it was a momentous visit, and therefore my memories are many. At a kind of public level, what is paramount in my mind is the address he gave in Westminster Hall. It was a very unique occasion. Every living British Prime Minister was present, as well as all the great and the good. And in that very historic setting, Pope Benedict spoke of his esteem and respect for democracy and for the British institutions that support and indeed promote democracy. But he also challenged us by saying that democracy needs to be rooted in clear and firm moral principles. And those moral principles are not established by social consensus. They are arrived at by the use of reason illuminated by faith. And that speech, as I read it again today, is still as relevant as ever. It was an expression of how deeply he understood European history and culture and the dramas of the century, of the 20th century. His own childhood in Germany with the emergence of the Nazism out of a democratic society, I think, alerted him to some of those dangers. And on a more personal level, I think my strongest memory is from the Vigil of Prayer in Hyde Park, where Benedict, with the Blessed Sacrament, managed to inculcate a deep sense of prayer and desire for God with a crowd of 80,000 people. So we were gathered in Hyde Park in the center of London for 15 minutes of absolute silent prayer. And as one mother said to me afterwards, my teenage boys learned more about prayer in those 15 minutes than I had ever been able to teach them. And that was the leadership of Benedict. So he had this great desire to urge people into prayer, into the search for holiness, because that he knew is where happiness lies.
Thank you very much, Cardinal. That was lovely. I was going to ask you for a personal memory, but you gave it to me, unless there's anything you want to add.
Oh, I can add another one if you like from that
Lovely.
same moment, because it was my privilege to be in the Popemobile as it was driven down Pall Mall. Now, this is the scene always in a state visit for a very solemn moment. The Union Jack and the papal flags were lined the whole length of the Mall. And I never thought I would see that, of this very official, all-embracing welcome by Britain to the head of the Catholic Church. And as we went down, I said to Pope Benedict, we're going to Hyde Park. And we're going to use the stage that the BBC has kindly left in place because last week it was used for music, for Proms in the Park. But today it's going to be used for prayer. And he turned to me and he smiled and he said, oh, never forget that music is prayer as well. And I thought that came right from his heart as a lover of music and someone who could see the print of God in everything that was beautiful.